Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing and hunting and a whole lot more. And if you just knew how much fun we have before we hit the on button on this show.
It's real chippy in the studio this morning. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and we got a good show. We actually have a substitute for our normal report as to what happened in SHOT Show, but Harold had an excuse.
Had to pull the plug. Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to TC3, Tom Claycomb III.
There you go. Who got there?
He did get there. He did get there. Range day. Tom is the type of guy, he's got a 20-pound pack on his back.
Okay.
And he runs from one appointment to the next.
Right.
I mean, just...
You have to, too, because it's such a huge show.
It really is. It's crazy. But anyway, he said lots of neat stuff, and we're going to be talking about it. Plus, we've got some other news from around the country.
Yes.
You got some national news
for us. Of course.
As well as Harold's going to be telling you about a neat show that he's actually going to attend.
So
y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl Unker program started January 1st. Had the first one from O.H. Ivy. And now we've got number two.
From where?
And it came from Lake Nacogdoches. caught by Jack York. This Legacy Class Cheryl Unker weighed in at 13.51 pounds, 1/100th of a pound less than the one from O.H. Ivy.
I find it fascinating that Nacogdoches is spelled Nacogdoches, but Nacogdoches is spelled Nechitosis. Just thought I'd throw that.
You thought that was interesting, huh?
Oh, no, I just thought it was strange.
Okay. All right. What you got in the way of national news?
What? Well, you know, Tom's going to give us the being there, but, you know, figures came in real quick on the SHOT Show. 45th annual Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show presented by National Shooting Sports Foundation. More events and exhibit space than ever before. They said strong attendance. The show was at the Venetian Expo and now expanded also the Caesars Forum. Boosting pre-pandemic level attendance to more than 52,000 people showed up at this thing.
Boosting pre-pandemic level. So it exceeded?
Yes.
Okay.
13.9 miles of aisles, products for target shooting, hunting, outdoor recreation, law enforcement. Industry was back in full force. Largest SHOT Show ever. Second year at the expanded combination of Caesars Forum and Venetian Expo, more than 2,500 companies displayed, booths covering more than 816,000 net square feet, and attracting attendees from 115 countries and all 50 states.
Any notable no-shows this year? You know, there was that.
I had not heard. Yeah, correct. No, I had not heard of any notable no-shows at all.
Huh.
Tom may have a better hook on it, but I didn't get anything. You know, like last year, got some notices, so-and-so ain't going, so-and-so ain't going. But mm-hmm. Not this year, I didn't have any.
Good, good. You got anything else for us?
Yes, the entertainment portion of our show. This week, I went to the Alley Theater for the opening. And, you know, I first looked at it and went, okay, I'm going to give this a try. You ready for a play named Cambodian Rock Band? Okay.
I'm listening.
Very entertaining, but you got this live band on stage, but they're also the actors. So it's just juxtaposition between this Cambodian rock, based on a famous band, I love the name Dengue Fever, and then the atrocities that the Khmer Rouge did on the Cambodians in the 70s, and one of the things they did was outlaw music. It's like trying to explain a Cirque du Soleil play to somebody. You can't really do it, mm-hmm. but extremely entertaining, very well done. Interesting, when we walked in, they said, do you want earplugs? Because it can get loud, depending on where you're sitting with this band, right? You laugh, you cry. It was extremely entertaining, and they came out and, you know, you want some more music? You know, yeah. Eight encores, and everybody in the alley is on their feet jumping and clapping and having a great time. It was outstanding. Alley theater is always good. You may not like the material. You're always going to see great professional acting. But check this thing out. It just opened this week, Cambodian Rock Band.
Hmm.
Here's the playbill if you want to look at it.
No, that's right.
It's really a lot of fun. You like music.
Oh, I love music.
You know, it's like a lot of fun.
Yeah. You got any other news?
Well, automotive-wise, Hyundai, they've earned five spots on the 2023 Best Value New Car Report by Cars.com. These are all 23. No, the last one's a 22. 23 Hyundai Kona SE, 23 Hyundai Elantra SE, 23 Hyundai Santa Cruz SE. That's their compact truck. It's very cool. The 23 Hyundai Kona EV SE. And then, of course, your favorite, the Hyundai Tucson PHEV SEL. That's got a motor and electric, but the EV is plug-in. And I'll put this away.
Good, good. All right, my notes here says, play up the fact Harold's actually attending a show again.
Yes, I am, this weekend. You're looking for ammunition, you're looking for parts, you're looking for firearms you can't find. Well, a great gun show is the way to do it. Houston Gun Collectors Association have been putting on great shows since 1950. And this weekend is a fun show because it's at their meeting hall, the SPJST Lodge. That's at 1435 Beale Street at West 15th in the Houston Heights. The Gun Show in the Heights, Saturday, January 28th, 9 to 4. It's a one-day show only, but it's 80-plus tables. So, you see something, you try to maybe, you know, do a price. Oh, not right. Okay, didn't make a deal. Well, we'll walk around. You can come back and forth, you know. It's a great show. Tickets are available, just $10 for adults, children under 12 for free. Free parking, plenty of that. Kitchen, the Lodge Kitchen, great food. They'll be open serving breakfast tacos, burgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. Information is at their site, hgca.org. Houston Gun Collectors Gun Show in the Heights this Saturday. And yes, I will be there. Come by and buy my memories.
You know, I don't know how 80 tables compares to other gun shows. But I do know that having done the Dallas Safari Club, which is phenomenal.
Sure.
a 1,000 booths.
Correct.
And then did the Houston Safari Club show, which was maybe 150?
Yeah, the Houston Gun Collectors, they do two shows a year at the Humble Convention Center,
right.
And that's over 250 tables.
But the point is you're there,
mm-hmm.
And I actually felt as though I did a better job covering the Houston Safari Club as far as getting around to seeing people.
Right.
It's there, and you're going to make your use of your time. So sounds like a neat show, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it really is cool.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got the outdoor report. Bob, you with us? Okay, yes. All right. There he is. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memory. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. It's interesting to sit back, or stand back, mm-hmm. at a distance, and observe someone that you know taking care of business.
Ah, okay.
Third Coast Thermal was at the Houston Safari Club
show. You told me that, yeah.
I had to come back four times.
Okay.
To even say hi, because Clifford and his brother David mm-hmm. were there visiting with folks.
Oh, wonderful.
In obvious detail going through, much, like we have explained.
Right.
And
it is a learning curve.
Oh, it's a learning
curve.
Once
you learn it, oh boy.
But I tell you what, And the neat thing was, people walked away with product.
Ah, that's even better.
Yeah, it's even better. So Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And remember, Third Coast Thermal will ship to your location for free. Visit their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Website, everybody struggles keeping up to date.
Indeed.
But it'll give you an idea of what they have.
Right.
Then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday and Tuesday are two good days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a trio of best days to start the shortest month of the year. But my favorite month, because it's my birthday month. Ha ha. Anyway, next Saturday and Sunday are two more good ones. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be actively feeding from well before sunrise. Continue to forage until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise. Continue to until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until mid-afternoon. This Saturday, January the 28th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. By next Sunday, February the 5th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday through Thursday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday's a three tide day with two low tides, one high. Then next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, we got some cool weather that settled in. It's acting like February. Short and obnoxious.
Thank you so much. You looked at me when you said
It. Okay. We got some cool weather. We've got the wind. Really, this is going to be the critical month to be watching. I don't see anything forecast, if you can believe the forecasters.
Yeah.
That's going to give us really chilled or, you know, dangerous type weather for our game fish.
You've been looking at your almanac?
Not the almanac. Okay. Just looking at the weather forecast from like AccuWeather.
Right.
To see what's going to take place. But it's going to be cold. Play the weather. Obviously, folks that don't know, the upper coast and into southwest Louisiana, deeper water bays, all right? So they've got places to hide out. Shallow water is going to warm more quickly. Fish those areas with several days of bright, warm, sunny days. Mid-coast area, you've got your back lake area, great places, particularly on a flooding tide. And then if you want variety, got to go to the lower Laguna Madre.
Mm.
And some really good fish are being caught. Everybody's ramping up. There's a lot of guides that migrate from their home waters to the southern part because, number one, the water temperature's warmer.
Right.
Number two, there's some really good fish. I mean, a variety of fish that can be caught. And don't forget, catch a light north wind, flatten the Gulf out, make a run out to some of the reefs and wrecks, and catch you some red snapper in our state waters.
There you go.
What's going on in area lakes?
Well, then let us head to the east. Lake Fork bass are more active on warmer days in the back pockets and secondary points going into the pockets. Target the warmest pockets with chatterbaits, spinnerbaits in 2 to 4 feet of water. Fish are traveling in the creek towards the back on warmer days, moving onwards on, outwards on cooler days. Those along the creek are best on red squarebill crankbaits in 1.5 to 2.5 inches around the edges and big wood in 3 to 6 feet of water. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good drifting with minnows or jigs off the bottom in 25 to 30 feet of water near the dam. Nackinich. Where are we? Oh, here we go. I got sidetracked. Bass. They're good in 6 to 10 feet of water, casting around timber with a square-billed crankbait in chartreuse or gold. That's been the ticket. Cast into the same spot at least twice before the first throw gets their attention and the second gets the bite. Hey, Sam Rayburn. On warm days, the bass action is on grass, and on dreary days, the fish are deep. Bass are good on rattle traps inside and outside of grass lines and offshore near structure, deep points with crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Toledo Bend, the back feeder creeks are clearing. The main lake is stained north of the north, and clear on the south. Bass are shallow, searching out cleaner water to feed. Bass out to 6 feet of water are biting on bladed swim jigs, spinnerbaits, rattling flat-sided crankbaits, and buzzbaits. Top colors will be black, black-blue, red-orange, and white chartreuse. The water warmed a little this week, and so three-quarter ounce rattle traps in chrome, blue, black, gold, and Rayburn Red are some of the top baits right now. Fayette, wet and windy and cold week for fishing, but the bite is excellent. Bass are excellent on shallow points and along dam rocks in 10 to 14 feet of water with various shad-colored crankbaits. Texas rigs and rattle traps. The topwater bite good early in the morning in shallow water with frog poppers. Palestine, fishing has been tough with the cold weather, but seeing bigger-sized bass catches. Bass are biting along the shoreline and stumps on shimmy shakers and off secondary points and humps using Carolina rigs. Texoma, birds are working in the last and first hour of the day, leading the way to deep striped bass. Striped bass are good in 15 to 30 feet of water on structure, ledges, and drop-offs using Alabama rigs or dead-sticking flukes.
Now we're going to head to South Texas.
Oh, okay.
Down Three Rivers Way, where bass are good on grass beds up the river and mid-lake in the creek channels. Shallow bites good dragging a fluke or using shallow crankbaits. Flipping the trees with plastic chatterbaits and spinnerbaits, so you got options.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Falcon, bass, or shallow mid-lake to the south end, fishing square-billed crankbaits, chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, shallow, and Senko-style baits. Bass are in 5 to 20 feet of water, biting on deep crankbaits and shaky heads on deeper rock piles and points. The north end of the lake, flipping in the trees, will land bass, crappie are in 15 to 20 feet of water over rock piles and timber using chartreuse jigs. So all of our friends down the valley are now heading to Falcon. Okay. Coleman, bass are biting off docks and in the creeks with crankbaits and jerkbaits. Hybrid stripers are good chasing schools of shad using rattle traps. Lake Meredith, trout, and those are rainbow trout, are good on power baits, worms, small spinners, and flies.
Okay, head to the hill country. Buckhannon, crappie are good on brush piles in 25 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Catfish are good in 35 feet of water using punch bait. Canyon, fishing patterns are holding steady. Largemouth bass are excellent with large numbers of fish around grass edges and eating swim baits, or a wacky rig fished really, really slow. Travis, bass are good biting in 5 to 20 feet using moving baits such as crankbaits, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits. Work ledges and points in 20 to 35 feet with shaky head finesse worms, jigs, and Texas rigged craw worms and curly tail worms in green colors. Waco, crappie are good on brush piles and break lines in 15 to 25 feet using minnows and chartreuse and white or monkey milk 1/8 ounce jigs. Bass are in brush piles in 10 to 15 feet of water, also at the mouths of creeks with steeper break lines and rocks. Fishing slowly with finesse jigs, shaky heads, and square bill crankbaits is working.
Okay, on Canyon, your report?
Yeah.
That was the baits that were mentioned fished really, really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Not one really. And not three really, but two really,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that narrows it down.
All right,
heading to the hunting scene. Put Bob to sleep on that one. Yeah.
Hey.
Seasons. Dove season closed on the 22nd, which was the last of the late season. Now, just remember January 29th, because waterfowl season for ducks, dusky ducks, light and dark geese will run through the 29th, and then we switch over to the late goose conservation season. You've got the spring squirrel season that runs through the fall squirrel season runs through February 26th. Javelina season also runs through the 26th in the north zone, and quail season runs through the 26th. Of February.
Okay.
All right. I'm almost scared to ask because you've been so good here lately.
Yes.
What are you driving this with?
Well, this was interesting because fortunately I get the press fleet, okay, and so I take what they bring me and bless their little hearts, and I appreciate it. And the driver called me, Harold, I'm out here in your driveway. And I went, great. And I go out in the driveway and I go, where is it? And he said, it won't fit in your driveway. And I went, what? And I go around to the front of my house. Are you kidding me? Surprising, it's a 21 model, but it is. Okay, 2021 Mercedes Sprinter 2500 cargo van. 170-inch wheelbase on this thing. It was 24 feet long. Right? I went, okay, I'm going to take that to the mall. So I had to figure out, where I was going to take it. But this thing screams upfitting. The interior of it is massive, just absolutely massive. The width will fit in a normal parking slot, but obviously the length is what you got to be careful about. But, I mean, it is what it is, and they've done a great job. It's got a 3-liter V6 turbo diesel made into a 7-speed transmission. Puts out 188 horsepower, but good torque. So the payload in it is 4,000 pounds, and it'll tow 5,000. So it's got, a lot of the goodies on it. 16-inch steel wheels, okay. Adaptive stability control. It's got also a wind control that will cut down your accelerator and what have you if you get in a crosswind for safety.
This is a Mercedes cargo van.
The Sprinter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't this the one that people will buy and do a conversion?
That's the thing, yeah. So, the plumber or the cargo thing or that surf buggy you always wanted, Bill.
Yeah.
Right? Camping rig. Just capable. And it's got all the safety stuff, obviously, you're going to expect. And roof rails on top of it. I mean, haul a bunch of stuff in this thing. This thing was a screaming blue color. I mean, it really a standout.
Okay, but it's only 180 horsepower?
188. Diesel.
Okay.
So you got the torque.
So, I mean, performance-wise, I mean, how does that equate? Did it performance was good?
Yeah, putting my foot in it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't a screaming 5-liter V8 like you got in a Mustang, but no, I mean, it was good. You can pass and stuff like that, and really steady, very quiet. Mm-hmm. Because it got a lot of insulation, and this thing, the cabin was separated from the back end of the thing, so it was very, very comfortable. And interestingly, too, I mean, it was 48. The one I had with some extra goodies and a comfort package and other stuff was 50.
Yeah.
And so as a starting point on something like that, you can really, get carried
away. Well, I was going to ask about what plumber you knew that would buy a Mercedes as, their service vehicle.
Well, Sprinters are very popular, though. I mean, they have been. And this thing, again, like I say, it's got so much space in it. You look at it and go, okay, now what am I going to do with it? Probably you'll know what you're going to do with it before you get one. But
right.
It's very, very capable. So anyway, now I'll probably go out there and look for a deal. Since, again, let's say this is a 2021, Mercedes Sprinter 2500 cargo van. And neat package for the money. Brilliant.
All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For all y'all that want to have your own rig, that you can drive down the highway, pull your boat, then camp, in your van
that you've
converted,
Tons of space.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, TC3, Tom Claycomb III, he's here. He's got a report on SHOT Show.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right. Mentioned to you at the top of the program, we've got some cool weather that settled across the Lone Star State. And bucks are already stressed from the rut. They lost 25%, at least 25% of their body weight. You really need to have this out as free choice. Can't believe the number of conversations that I had at the Houston Safari Club show about Fortified Cottonseed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the fact that they have a vitamin pack that gives what Mother Nature naturally does not have. listening to back the interview that we had with John Sewell, ranch manager at Harris Ranch. Absolutely amazing the fact that he knows exactly how much those animals are eating to get the fat, and that no matter what you do with protein, you're not going to ever achieve that fat level.
Right. That's why they eat so much of it.
Oh, yeah, it's like candy, you know.
Right, right.
You know, and people are going, oh, we feed them corn. I'm going, that's like candy, you know. So do something positive. Do something good for your deer herd. And give them a call if you need a bunch, and they'll deliver it to you. Or go pick up however many bags you need from Tractor Supply. Their website is fortifiedcottonseed.com. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122. All right, Harold. Harold bailed on the SHOT Show this year.
I didn't bail.
You weren't there.
I just couldn't go. Yeah. I know.
So you know, we had exposure.
It was an exposure thing.
Yeah. Okay. So thank goodness TC3 was available. I mean, to cover. You know, he went to range day. Tom Claycomb the third. Did you shoot anything that was fun?
Oh man, yeah. You ready for a list?
Go ahead.
Okay, a couple things. You remember the hammer that we hunted with a couple of years ago, the 50 caliber Boomerang air gun?
Right.
Okay, they came out with a shorter one. It's a 50 caliber carbine. Now, I'm not sure what to do with it that I couldn't do with the other one, but it's cool.
I've got to believe that, like any firearm, or that shoots a projectile,
right?
Shorter barrel, lower velocity. Wouldn't you think, Tom?
I'd say so. I think you're dead right.
Okay.
Now, two more that were—I don't know why—but intriguing to me. Henry's came out with a 360 straight wall. It's called the Buck Hammer, and they partnered with Remington. Remington is the only one making the ammo for the gun right now. So both of them partnered. And it reminds me, my old hunting buddy, he died at 95 and a half years old, had a 350 Remington. And they quit making those, and then they started back a few years ago. But so maybe just nostalgic to me, but I got to get one of those 360s.
Yeah, well, also, Tom, you've got some states that they actually have, in the law, you have to shoot with a straight wall cartridge.
Really?
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
They told me that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I guess also you're going to tell us how much fun you had, Tom, and all the people you saw, Tom. Did you run into Steven Seagal, by the way?
You know, I didn't.
That's always fascinating to me. That clown, you see him there in the show, and he always poses by a doorway.
Right.
And he stands there, you know, with his arms crossed, cool, like he does in the movies, except he's real fat. But it's just so funny, and he's got that bad look on his face. I go, oh, come on. You know, give me a break. You get a few posers there. My funny thing, and I hate to interrupt you, but it's just so funny. One year, because our friend Sheriff Jim Wilson, and at some booth, and Masad Ayoub was there. And Jim was there, and they're talking, and Ayoub has got himself quartered sideways. And Jim goes, well, what are you going to do, draw on me?
All right, I was bragging on you about you were the guy that carried a 20-pound pack on your back, and you were sprinting from one appointment to the next. You know, and didn't you say that you all had a pedometer and you covered, like 20 miles in a day?
Yeah, it was, you know, Katie always complains I'm too hard on her. You know, she might be right.
Tom, how was the new configuration with the, because I haven't been there since they've done it, with that addition of the Caesars Forum across the street?
I tell you, it just seems like it just keeps expanding. That Caesars Forum, I mean, it'll be bigger than any show you've ever seen.
Ah.
It's not as big as the main floor, but it is. It's a big room. It's packed. It's two rooms there. And then they have a lot in the hallway, some just little booths. They just keep cramming more and more. Up on the fifth level, there was another showroom, and I went up there Wednesday, and I forgot. It just runs Monday, Tuesday. So Harold, we were running, like Bill said, on Tuesday we got 15.4 miles, and on Wednesday, 20.3, I'm betting went 60, 70 miles. and I didn't hit every booth by any means.
All right. Well, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Now that we've got the lay of the land, we want to hear more about some products that you were impressed with.
And laid hands on.
And laid hands on. But we'll be right back with Tom Claycomb III right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Brad Wiest. I have the honor and privilege of working alongside my brother Travis and our mother Joy here on our historic ranch and at Natural Bridge Caverns, our family business. We love the land, love this place that we grew up on. We're growing and expanding, you know, everything that we have here to offer. You know, each generation has an opportunity to build upon what the previous generation did. And Capital Farm Credit is a partner in that. With them, we are able to grow this legacy.
Visit CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. All right, did you see anything new? Was it smaller items that was catching your attention, or bigger stuff, boots, knives? What caught your attention?
Well, you know, two more guns, and then that's a good question, because a lot of little stuff. Henry came up with a semi-auto. It's called the Homesteader, a 9mm. It's unique. And then there's a gun called the Wee One. It's a little AR-22. Ah. And it's like half size. It's almost, I don't know, it's unique. But getting into the knives and stuff, yeah, I do a lot with 5.11. I love their tactical pants. Not only are they functional, they have all kinds of pockets, but they're also nice looking. You wear them to church or casual wear. Well, not there. I love that. Oh, their marketing girl is the best in the world.
Have they come out with a big and tall size lineup, or are they still just for you normal people?
Just for us midget guys.
Oh, okay.
I'll talk to her about that.
All right. What else you got?
But, well, she also has a line of knives, and she goes, Tom, you've never tested my knives. So she's sending me five of those, and then me and my daughter are checking out some of her boots for backpacking. And then one of her day packs. So they've always got good gear. Now, here's a unique one. At Sabre, which is S-A-B-R-E, they have like a plastic pistol. And it shoots a ball about size of a marble. And it'll hit the wall and blow up. And it's pepper spray. So like she said, cops, if a bad guy's hiding behind a trash can, no big deal. They shoot the wall right above his head, and that pepper spray just douses him, and he comes out the gentleman.
What'll happen to him if you shoot him in the middle of the chest, though?
Well, it's going to blow up and get all over him. It's like a myth.
Okay.
So I got to get one of those for walking the dogs.
All right. Anything in the optics world? Because I know, you know, you and I have been pursuing that, Not real sure what's going on. There's either a whole bunch of people of imports that are building stuff, or people that maybe are not as aggressive as they have been marketing-wise.
Yeah, you know, Smith Consumer Products, the guys that use their knife sharpening gear, and they have a whole line of knives. They are the most innovative outdoor company that I've ever dealt with. So got to visit them, see some of their new knives. I did a few seminars for them there.
What caught your eye in their lineup? I mean, you say new knives. Let's be specific. Did you invent a new boning knife for them, or what did you do?
No, but they did come out with, you know, I gave them a suggestion. He came out with one, I think a year, 2 years ago, 6-inch boning knife that's good. And then he has a guide in Florida, Darcizzle. Her name's Darcy. She's got a line of blade knives, saltwater, and then that guy, Mr. Crappie, he has a lot of Crappie playing knives.
Wally Marshall, he was just elected to the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame for this year. Yeah, yeah, so the big recognition for him. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, Harold again, because Bill had mentioned something, I don't think he caught it, though. Anything new as far as glass? Any new optics?
You know, I didn't really see anything, but I wasn't looking a lot. You know, you got the standby guys, and I didn't really see anything that stood out on optics.
How about on shooting accessories then? I mean, whether it's bipods, shooting sticks, rest, things of that nature. Anything catch your attention there?
Well, kind of along that line, there's a company called Mantis, M-A-N-T-I-S.
Okay.
And they have a little gizmo you put on your pistol, shoot at the wall, and you put an app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, you shoot, and you just pick any spot. And how to identify that, I don't know. But then you look at it, and they'll have like a blue line, and that's wobbling around. That was you wobbling. And then the red one's how you pulled your trigger, if you jerked it. It tells you everything. It is unbelievable. But this year they came out with one for your AR. So I'm going to get that and test that. And it has simulated shootings like going to a school shooting or training. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Wow, that does sound interesting.
Well, like I said, the show is so huge. Normally, I get there early, and I sort of just plot who I have to see and sort of stumble over things on the way to there because you can't see it all. It's so huge. And so normally I kind of avoid the big tactical area because our audience certainly isn't tactical. There's some fun stuff there, but it's interesting too. Did you meet any of the old hands? Run into Jerry Michalik or Sheriff Jim or any of those people?
I saw a lot. I saw Ron Spomer. He's a good buddy. Mm-hmm. We shot the bull, and then I got this buddy Martha Tansy. She's from Alaska. She's on the Mountain Man TV show now and stuff. We had dinner, and so yeah, you see a lot of your old buddies and. It's always good, Now, here's a weird one. Clam tainer. It's an ammo holder.
Okay.
It's a real thin plastic see-through box. And it's good for flying with because, I fly a lot. And a factory cardboard box lasts maybe a month or two, and it's all wore out. But these, they make them in all kinds of calibers. And I'm thinking they're not waterproof because it's a clamshell deal, but still it's plastic. I think it'd be good for like backpacking, throwing in your pack. I use it flying everywhere. Reloaders like it. And so they're unique. Yeah. In fact, Bill, I told her to send you a couple.
Good.
Just to check them out.
All right. When you say clamshell, these are basically have a hinge built into the design as opposed to something that slides over the top into the...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom, it's been so long since I have flown with firearms. What are the regulations now as far as how you have to contain your ammunition?
They say if you look at TSA, it'll say the original container, which you go, oh, gee, I got to do cardboard. But if you do it in one of these hard shell cases like clamtainer, U.S. shooting team uses clamtainer.
Uh-huh.
So you can do that. You can carry up to 11 pounds.
Okay.
Of ammunition?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that they were putting a poundage. I thought it was so many rounds,
I know. It's kind of weird. And one of them, I think I'm telling you wrong. I think TSA... allows 15 pounds, but like Delta only allows 11 pounds.
Okay. Let's go back to range day a second. Did you see anything shotgun-wise? Henry, I know, came out with their single shot, which is their turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, that's kind of a bit of old school, back when...
Great way to learn.
Oh, no, it really is. Yeah. It really is. It's got fiber optic and single shot, do you have a chance to see anything else in shotgun lines?
Yeah, now here's one that, unless I had a shot, it wouldn't appeal to me. And I can't remember the company, but they have an AK that is a shotgun. And he has a red dot on it. So I'm like, this will never work. It took me a second, and then after that, you just put that dot on the clay. I think I hit every one. It's almost like you can't miss. You just swing, put the dot, and shoot.
Is it what kind of magazine, or is it a drum type, or how's the ammunition fed?
It's got a magazine. It looks just like an AK, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
That's fascinating. Well, now my question though, you talk about the red dot on it, and what about your lead? I mean, do you just keep swinging through and put it on it, or how does that work?
Just shoot like normal with the dot, and I mean, you couldn't miss.
So,
it was unique, I'll tell you.
All right. Before we run out of time, you have worked with different boot manufacturers. You and I both love Danner. But anything new to keep our feet protected, warm, and dry?
You know, I'm going to check out these 511. They look pretty nice. They're mid-height, like a hiking boot.
Okay.
And just because of the success I've had with all my 511 gear, I think they're going to be pretty good.
Anything new as far as the, the tread on them? I remember, Harold, how long has it been since the Air Bob came out?
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
That was so popular.
I'm a Vibram guy.
Okay. All right. But anything new as far as, what's going to make tracks?
You know, not that I know of. I checked some Garmin boots last year. They're an Italian boot company. I guess they're real famous for climbing mountains there and stuff. But I didn't see anything as a tread that was like, oh, wow, this is revolutionary.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So you have some new toys coming your way that you're going to need to field test, right?
Yes, sir. So be lining up some hunts. Probably weekly here for the next year.
If you can get out of wherever you are where you get snowed in.
Right.
You know,
so.
I'm ready.
All right. Listen, Tom, we appreciate the update.
You bet.
Thank you, Tom.
One last deal. Anderson Arms met with them at Curacao. Remember him? We used the 300 blackout.
Yeah.
The Anderson. It's a low-level, entry-level one of theirs. I got an 11/16 inch group the other day with it.
That doesn't sound real entry. That's pretty precision.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. All right, very good. Listen, we're out of time. We need to let you go. We'll catch up with you again. Our guest, Tom Claycomb III. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tom. Here comes more Texas Outdoor News, friends.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And it's time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News.
That's right.
Harold, what's coming up?
Well, if you're hungry and feeling charitable, we've got some banquets for you. February 3rd, Russ County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Henderson. Visit ducksdoc.org for that. February 3rd, again, Victoria Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Big Game Banquet in Victoria, rmef.org. February 4th, Mahia Ducks Unlimited banquet in Mahia. Again, ducks.org. And then February 4th, Houston Chapter, National Wild Turkey Federation, Texas Fundraising and Banquet in Houston. And go to nwtf.org for info on that. And go visit them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more in packages that have several of these things in a nice box. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. Miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. TC3 is, you just never know where that boy is going to show up.
Yeah, but he had too much fun in Las Vegas.
I know. You made
great
you
show.
Miss it.
Well, I've made about 26 of them, but no, it's a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Coming up in a couple of weeks, we got Craig Bonds. We're going to talk about a little inland fishing.
Wonderful.
This coming week, not sure yet. We're going to see what kind of breaking news we might find.
Okay. Right. Remember, if you want to have some fun, go to the Alley Theater and go see Cambodian Rock Band. It's different, friends, I'm telling you. Okay. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, and our shows are archived there. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. We want you to stay safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field. So you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.